At a pyramid called Ku-1, Jeff's team is moving 100 tons of earth, hoping to expose a royal tomb beneath. At one time, hundreds of workers toiled to construct this monument, stone by stone, in honor of a single powerful man. Today, no one even knows who he was. Previously on The Wheel, 6 participants were abandoned in 6 extreme eco-zones.
That's not good at all.
With the wheel set to turn tomorrow night under the full moon, who will be the first to buckle under the pressure? It started as 2,000 acres of marshland along the Rouge River in Henry Ford's hometown of Dearborn, Michigan.
When I think of the Ford Rouge, I think of a proud heritage.
And after a controversial no contest in his previous bout, Eddie Alvarez is back.
I'm going to take him out.
Also on the card, Senegalese sensation Umar Khan wants to make it 3 knockouts in a row when he faces Kirill Grishenko.
This is a Rugrat territory. Who can stop this behemoth?
High stakes, fierce rivalries. It's all going down live from the Lion City. But there's more than just a hefty salary. Touring with the King offers the Memphis doctor a rock star experience most people only fantasize about. The Great Smoky Mountains are one of America's most peaceful expanses of natural scenery. But in the eastern corner of this range lies one of the country's deadliest roads.
I'm surprised that no one's sort of seen this before.
Now, they've turned their investigation to the first Dare Stone, trying to determine if it's part of the greatest hoax of all time, or the answer to America's oldest mystery.